CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Jambo salam, saubona. Welcome to the Fashion Lab show. This is Liz Ogumbo, Regis Ford, your host, and thank you for tuning in again to our lab. Now, on today's show, we're going to be talking around finance and fashion, and we all know, again, that's another yin and yang. I'm sure by the end of this year, for those who tune into this show, you'll be like, this girl has a yin and a yang for everything, but hey, that's the name of the game, finance and fashion. Now, before we plug in our special guests, we're also joined by our New York partner, Edgy Benson, who runs NUE New York, which is a fashion services company based in New York that sources services to fashion designers and fashion houses. Welcome to the show, Edgy.
Thank you, Liz. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I'm just fighting a flu, so you will realize that my energy, the flu is trying to steal my energy, but we wouldn't let it happen. Between me, you, Fran, and our guest on the show today, Chizo, we'll fight it all, right?
It's not winning at all.
It's not winning, no space for flu, I tell you, Uncle. Eh, I beg. How are you?
I'm very good.
And what are you wearing, and who made your clothes? Please, should I mention what are you wearing on the top, maybe?
You'll be surprised today.
Okay, surprise me. We love surprises.
Well, today I'm wearing a brand that I really like a lot, but it's always too far away from me when we're doing the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm always closest to my diesels. So today I'm wearing an Ari Soho skinny fitted black with knee patches on it. It's still a skinny though.
Actually, I was going to say, what day do you have where you actually wear something that's not a skinny? Because, like, seriously,
with layered t-shirts. It's beautiful in New York today.
It's beautiful. It's great to know that it's beautiful and you're wearing your skinnies, just a different brand. So, Diesel, we are leaving you out this week because Edgy is expanding and going beyond his horizons, which is great.
Not beyond my horizon. It's always been in my horizon. I just never said it with you. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing, like I said, I have a flu, and this normally plays a role in what I wear when I feel this way. But I'm wearing jeans, some nice distressed jeans. They're not Liz O's, but I will be wearing those soon. I'm wearing some brown boots, nice high knee boots, and a beautiful faux fur. So for those who thought I killed the fox, not today. And even the other foxes that I normally wear, I didn't kill them, and I have nothing to do with them. But today I'm wearing a blue faux fur. It's actually a beautiful blue faux fur out of my faux fur collection. But I'm just feeling great to have you.
I like the idea of blue.
Yes, the blues are always nice. And I think for me, what happens with the faux fur is people sort of almost over expose themselves into, like, the browns, the blacks, and maybe white. So it just becomes so boring. So I'm actually experimenting and being very outsy there. But anyway, Edgy, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. We're going to be joining in our fashion expert, Francisca Marzilli, with her Echoes from Europe shortly. Mm-hmm. We'll also be joining in a very special guest around this conversation, who will also just be plugging in, talking to us, fashion, obviously everything that concerns what's happening in Zambia, her fashion brand Chizo, and just basically around, you know, the conscience of accounts when it comes to fashion. So finance to some extent when it comes to how we run our fashion businesses, how we balance our books and all of that stuff, which is so important to be able to keep us in business. Now, for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, just a quick reminder to you, my favorite segment at the end of the show is called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your who's and your why's. That's the segment we use to unwind after our heavy conversations. And we definitely would love to plug you in and hear from you around that. Keep your tweets coming. We're on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We're on Fashion Lab Africa on Facebook and Instagram. And share with us your thoughts around today's show and today's conversations. Edgy, I think while we are still hanging on to plug in our other guests and also to plug in Francisca, what are your thoughts or what are your echoes around this topic before we delve deep with Chizo?
Well, I know we touched on this topic about 2 weeks ago, just briefly, just on the importance of it and why, you know, it's not like one wouldn't work with you. I mean, fashion would do well. I mean, Finance would do well on its own without fashion. We know that. Mm-hmm. But fashion wouldn't do very well without finance. So it's finance has an advantage in this space. So we need to be able to attract it to us on the African continent. We need to show investors that fashion is a legitimate opportunity to make money, and that they need to come in with us. And this doesn't mean, I mean, this is fashion coming in with us in fashion on a wider scale, meaning from just investing in the designers to investing in manufacturing, investments in photography, in modeling agencies that help. All of these things are the things that package fashion, you know, photography, modeling, and then manufacturing. And then also at least some investment in retail and in distribution and fulfillment. All of these things Africa is lacking. But believe it or not, in a package, they move fashion forward. In isolation, each of it just, you know, fashion has a disconnect and our growth remains stunted as we see now. I know we have great growth and there's great vibrancy in fashion in Africa, but when you look beyond the vibrancy, are we a legitimate, financial proposition for an investor? I mean, that's what we need to prove to them. That's a conversation we need to promote.
Need to have. It's an urgent conversation. So I'm going to, I agree with you, Eji, and I think that besides attracting investment, I think it's also about being able to also manage the businesses, and that's another aspect of where finance is very, very important. For the most basic and the smallest business within this fashion value chain to the biggest, that is something that we really need to get correct. So that even if you don't have an accountant, even if you don't have a finance department, you're actually able to handle your books from the basic level to be able to understand what's coming in, what's going out, what are the expenses, what everything. So I think I'm going to just take a quick break and we're going to be right back plugging in the other guests on the show today.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
We are here again. This is the Fashion Lab radio show, and we are sitting here having conversations around finance and fashion because, like I said, it's like a yin and a yang. And for those of you who are tuned in, thank you once again. Now, we're going to be welcoming to the show Francisca Marzilli, who's our fashion expert. She comes hailing all the way from Lisbon with her echoes from Europe. Welcome to the show, Francisca.
Hello.
Hello.
Ciao. Thank Bella. Thank you for having me.
Ciao Bella. How are you doing and what are you wearing and who made your clothes before we go further?
Today I wear a grey dress to work of my summer collection and I made it.
Did you send it to the production team or did you actually make it? Did you make it yourself, Francisca? I need some clarification on that.
No, I didn't make it myself,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
And then for those who are, for obviously our special guest, we have to also introduce, allow me to introduce her. We are talking finance and fashion. And no better person to join us than this Zambian accountant turned fashion designer and creative director for the fashion brand Chizo Designs. Somebody's making noise on your end. Sorry about that. Anyway, so allow me to introduce Chisoma Lombe. She's a chartered accountant and fellow of the ACCA. She retired in 2004 from her position as a finance director to follow her passion in fashion and design and started this brand called Chizo. She's the textile ambassador to Zambia and recently was appointed South African coordinator for the African Fashion Reception. So I want to just welcome you to the show, Chisoma. Thank you for joining us all the way. And it's really great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Liz. And thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we go further, you're not exempt from this. Who are you what are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Well, I'm wearing my design, of course, and though I didn't make it myself, it was made in my studio. So I'm wearing a dress it has embroidery, which is my niche really. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. There's just a bit of some noise in the background, but hopefully we can get over that. So now I want to go straight into the matters at hand. Chizo, before I plugged you in, along with Francisca, we were just talking briefly around the importance of just finance in fashion, whether it is positioning ourselves as brands or as fashion businesses that are really attractive to investment, or whether it is just focusing really and honing in to how we actually make our businesses work and how to we actually pay attention to the fact that, you know, you have a business and, you know, besides not being able to afford an accountant or whatever it is, we have to be able to still keep our books in order because that is the name of the game. Otherwise, what are we doing? So I think for me,
exactly.
To bring more clarification and to also just open up this subject, it would be really nice for you to just introduce yourself to the guests and just share with us sort of where you come from, your accounting background into fashion, and how that is actually really influencing or playing a certain role when it comes to your business. And your business, your fashion business is not necessarily just Chizo, but every other affiliation you have, because obviously you are also representing the Africa Fashion Reception. You're also textile ambassador to Zambia, so obviously your hand is in fashion through different angles, and that just makes it even bigger of a deal. So share with us a bit about your background and how imperative it is for what you're doing now, because now you're in fashion.
Yes. Well, I'm like you've said, I'm a chartered accountant by profession, a fellow of the ACCA, and like I retired to follow my passion as a fashion designer. Well, yeah, it's crazy.
No, it's not absolutely crazy.
It's not crazy, right? It's not absolutely crazy. But I'm actually happy that I have this background, because with the business background, you can do anything, isn't it?
Yes, true.
And for me, it's not just about the passion. Yes, the passion is there, but then what? You know? So for me, I believe this that I've started has to succeed. And it has to bring in numbers, and it has to make sense. I need to do financial analysis in everything that I'm doing. The only thing that I noticed when I came into the fashion industry is that it is very difficult to articulate who you are as an artist. You know, it's different if you're a manufacturing company where you say, okay, I am going to make 10 shirts, therefore, can I borrow money for 10 shirts? The banks are able to give you money, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
What I noticed about being an artist is that it can be a very lonely journey when you're starting, because an artist has to take out what is in their soul.
Yeah.
You know, there's a moment at which you are alone. There's a moment at which you have to draw from your well. And you're not going to go to the bank and say, I am drawing from my well. There's something in my well. You know, because they don't know, they can't figure out what it is that's in there. So I had to spend a lot of time within, drawing from within. And it is that time that I spent alone that I was able to produce that which was from my heart. And it is only when you do that that people are able to buy into you. You can never, ever sell yourself. People have to buy into you. People have to see exactly what it is that you produce. And even as you're doing it, you're not going to have in mind that I am doing it so that I can get money. No. You're going to do it because you're passionate about what you're doing, and it has to give you that satisfaction. There's a certain level of satisfaction, a personal satisfaction. You know, that aha moment. Until you get that aha moment, nobody's going to buy
Nawa
into
for you.
Nawa for you.
I love it.
So that's what makes this journey very, very lonely in the beginning. And that's what makes it different when it comes to the financial aspect. It makes it different from any other business. Yeah. So for me, I think I spend time to draw from myself, and every time I'd produce a piece, it would be a piece that would satisfy me, and with no intention of even sharing it with anyone. I would get that satisfaction from within. But then people would notice it. That's what I noticed.
I was gonna say it's the authenticity of, I think it's the brand ID. It's that thing that you can't fake. It's gotta be from the inside.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that time of investment, and then when you do that, you create what you call opportunity meets preparation. That moment has to come. Preparation has to be there, and preparation is lonely. Preparation is alone. You can't even get advice from anyone when you're preparing, you know. So the moment you prepare, opportunity comes. Like, from the moment I decided to follow my passion, I have never pursued anything. Never ever have I pursued anything. I have been pursued.
Wow.
You know? Yes. I was actually excited today when your first lady, Mrs. Zuma, liked my post on Instagram. I didn't even know she followed me.
You go, girl.
So I share my soul, and because I share my soul, everybody would want to invest in me. But of course, because people want to invest in me, as a finance person, I have to sit up and see. Because first of all, I'm not one person who really wants to borrow money. Really, I don't really want to borrow. I've discovered in the beginning I wanted to borrow, but I've discovered that this is a journey that you start slowly, a step at a time. You have to grow. When you have a moment of a wilderness experience where you have problems, I always see that as an opportunity for growth. Every time there's a problem, it's an opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
So even that lonely path, even that lonely journey of learning and falling and learning and falling is a lonely journey, you know, until you get to that place. But then financial records, very important, because that's your integrity. That's the integrity of your business. It's your financial records. You're only going to be tested from your financial records. Even when I used to work, I used to get irritated that the finance department, imagine you have program people. The program people, you can only measure the progress of an organization through audits. What does the audit say? What do the financial statements say? What do the financial reports say? That's a measurement of the company. And that is what is audited. It's the financials. You know, because it's very difficult to quantify exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so... you know,
Liz.
This is very interesting. Now, I think that before Edgy and Francisca and myself give some feedback on this, I would love to have... I've got a caller on the line who would like to ask a very compelling question, and I have a feeling I almost know where this is going. But I love the idea of plugging in and just being authentic. However, let's just allow our listener who's just called in to just share with us what her thoughts are or whatever it is. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Shiloba.
Okay, Shiloba, what is your question? Or are you engaging in the conversation? What are your thoughts around it? Or what's your question?
Okay, so my question is, what if you are selling from your soul, but you aren't necessarily selling?
The question is to you, Chizo. I think that should be.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The question is, what if you are bringing out your soul and you still aren't necessarily selling or getting any investments?
It's also like, you know what I do? When you get something out of your soul, there'll always be platforms, because there's also the marketing side. Maybe we need to talk about the marketing side as well. Mm-hmm. We talk about the financial side, because it's a whole big puzzle, you know, that mm-hmm. has to come into place. So are you marketing enough? You know, are you exposing yourself enough? Are there any platforms? Because obviously you can do something from your soul and be in your bedroom, you know? Mm-hmm. And then how will people see what you're doing? There are a lot of people who are selling things from their souls, but then you also have to make sure you invest. You know, there are a lot of people who are not investing, you know? Like, I've been invited to a lot of shows, international shows, and I'm like, can I for once get a free show mm-hmm. where I'm just, everything is paid for, you know? But then I know if in that moment, in that journey, there's also an investment that you have to put in. Like in any other business, you have to invest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business. Now, this is the business side of things that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Because no matter how much you dig from your soul, there's also what you call investment. How much are you putting in to share your soul?
So
you have to share your soul. You've dug, but then how much are you sharing?
I think
let me come in for a minute.
Okay, so I'm a small business brand who's just starting up, and do you have any advice for me?
I don't know. Can I come in for a minute?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I think what she's saying is so important for us to understand. Africa is not lacking in effort at all. When you wake up every morning and all you think about is your design, that's work. It's not easy to just come up to just, it's work, you know. So I think everybody is putting in their work. It's just, if we just rely on ourselves, then we're just subsistence, you know, like we're just sustaining, and it doesn't work, because that way we don't open ourselves up to investors, because we're so nucleated. We're just thinking about how we can power ourselves. Well, obviously we can't, you know, even if very few of us can, the rest of us can't. So at the end, we're not moving forward. I think it's a real conversation we have to have, a very good way where designers have to have deliberate efforts towards inviting investments, you know, because it's only through investments that people like the caller can get someone interested enough to look. If we don't, we just keep trying on our own and hitting against the walls, and some of them we break through and some we don't break through, but then the industry doesn't advance. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very, very important. Like, yes, everybody's working hard, but there's really need for outside investment in fashion, in you know.
Thank you, Edgy. I just want to add on that while we say that we have to make sure that we are attractive to investment, I think to also the caller who's called in, Chiluba, it's just to add on to say that attracting investment through your brand is not going to happen. There's nothing you go to. You don't walk into Woolworths and buy a package called Attract Investment Now, and then like you put it in your clothes and then it attracts. So I think for me, the preparation process as well, and this is something we're going to pick your mind on a bit, Chizo, is the preparation of how you present and how you prepare and present your brand, from your brand ID to your brand manifesto to your brand, the way that you prepare your brand from a different level. So forget about the creative side of it and think about the investment side of it or the business side of it, is also going to contribute highly as to who you're actually attracting within the business or investment scope. So I think for me, that I don't know if Francisca wants to add on anything so that we can let our caller go. But I think, Francisca, if you have any 2 cents, and then we can continue this conversation, it would be great.
I think that what the Shizo said, it's important and it's vital to everybody starts a business. Not only in fashion, indeed, in every sector, in every productive and creative sector. I was thinking that everybody who creates something somehow sells his soul.
Not everyone, Francisca.
Sorry.
I said not everyone these days. That's why we have a different word
but,
for the others.
Who creates something authentic, and it's a very important topic, authenticity. We talked already a lot about this between us, Liz.
Yes.
I think it's a necessary factor. Who has this background of authenticity? Authenticity cannot fail and has for sure the right way to face and to front the upcoming changements. Who explores, who copies can succeed in a first time, but not in the long-term basis.
Yes.
Never succeed. Yes. He's not able to do it.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Authenticity, I guess, is a necessary factor to every creative process.
Thank you, Francisca. Chiluba, I hope that we have answered your questions and that we... she's very quiet. Are you there?
I'm still on the line.
Yeah. Well, I think... Really, I hope that we've answered your questions. And I think for further conversation with us, also you can feel free to log on to fashionlabafrica.com, where we can actually have conversations. You can plug in with us. You can find us on social media. And you can continue to share with us your thoughts, ask us questions. And as you go through your business, fashion business brand journey, we wish you all the best. But thank you for plugging in.
Thank you for all the advice. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Okay, guys. I feel like between you, me, Edgy, and Ch- like, I feel like we're gonna have like, we're going to a war zone. Not a not a negative war zone. It's just a lot of real big fat points that I feel that are so important. And I think that as we continue the conversations, we realize these angles. But like I said, one of the things I would like you to do, Chizo, based on your background, is how or what is your advice to brands who are coming up, and not just coming up. I'm also a brand, and I promise you that I am no exempt from coming up with different strategies to make my brand attractive, especially from an investment perspective, because that's where my heart is, and that's what, this is the journey I need to go. And until I drink wine with you guys the next time, all of us, I don't want to talk to anyone, and I don't want to discuss anything until I say, I'm smiling to the bank, join me on my private yacht, we're going to drink some wine somewhere in whatever.
Yeah.
So, Chizo, what's your advice, or what is your, any tips, any sort of angle as to having a beautiful product is one thing. Putting it together, being creative, being authentic is one thing. Making this product as attractive enough for investment is just a whole new ballgame. Let's talk about that. Let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah, I think what I've noticed is, I mean, having done a number of lines for different fashion shows, I've noticed that it requires what you call evolving. You know, because you can have a line, and then the next fashion show you have another line, and then the next fashion show you have another line. What I noticed is for me, I have realized that I need to evolve. You know, with my first line, I need to work on that line and improve on it. And then when I improve on it on my next show, I'll improve on it again. But what I've noticed is for you to stay in the game, for you to stay relevant, you need to be innovative all the time.
Mm.
Even if it means you talking about the same collection. You need to be making noise. And that's the advice for Kaluba. Is it Kaluba, the one who called?
I think she
also asked the question of what she needs to do as an upcoming designer.
Yes.
You can design, but then you need to make noise and be innovative every single day. I think that is my strength. I am a noisemaker. I'm a noisemaker. So if I haven't made noise today, what I'll do is I'll wear one of my designs, and then I'll just talk about the weather and why you need to order from me. You know what I mean? And I do a nice shoot. I'll just tell one of my tailors, please come and take a picture. And then they'll take a picture, and then I'll post it and tell them this was designed with you in mind. You know, talk about things like that. You know, even if it's something they've seen before. So the point is to be relevant and to be active and to be in people's faces. Because, you know, today they'll see you, and if they don't see you tomorrow,
out of
then
mind.
They'll forget about you.
Yeah. I just want to touch on something though, but besides the noise and making that noise to get that social aspect of the following really growing, what about the guy who's sitting at the bank, or the private big money boy from Niger who's saying, listen, I beg, I have so much money day. What can I develop in this continent? How about that part of this thing? This is what I want to know. And I think a lot of people are also, because social media wise, we are learning, and everything that you're saying is actually really great. I love all the information we are sharing today, collectively.
Yeah.
However, that particular part of how do you package your business to actually attract investment? How? Because all the creative stuff and all that we've gone through, but what about what about them opening this proposal or opening this manifesto and saying, I have to be a part of this? Monide, come, I beg. Finished. Signed. Sealed and signed. We are going to the yacht, to private yacht, to drink wine all week long.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, okay. Yeah, so having built your brand, yes, social media done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you have a business plan as an organization? Do you have a business plan? Do you have objectives? Do you have a plan? How do you see yourself in the next 5 years? That's where the financial aspect comes in, which is what a lot of artists don't have. They don't have the plan for the next 5 years, for instance. So that plan is the one that you sell after building your brand, because the plan is irrelevant if you haven't built your brand, right? So that's what you sell, and that's what, for instance, I use when I approach business houses. And I attend a lot of business meetings, and I use that opportunity to do a show with those business meetings. And the moment I do a show, like I was doing a show 2 days ago with MTN and Barclays. It was a joint meeting. And I insisted I do a show. And after I do a show, there was the South African High Commissioner, there was the MD for Barclays, there was... So I am targeting certain people because you have to be thinking, you have to be targeting. Yes, you've seen what I do, it's visual, but then I have a plan. Can I come to your office and discuss some business with you? And I already have a few appointments in place. So it's quite a bit of work, you know, because when you're starting a business, you're a marketing person as well. You're a public relations person as well. You're the finance person as well.
You're the running around. You're the running around girl. You're the one who brings the coffee. You're the one who does all of that and that too.
Yes. So, but you just have to do it. You have to. So that's a business side of things that you have to think about. You have to think outside the box.
Francisca and Edgy, you're here. What are your what are your two cents around this? Ooh, compelling. Everything's becoming compelling to me these days.
Edgy?
I'm listening. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to sell something.
No, well, I mean, my for me, I know, I maybe because I live here in New York, and fashion is one of the biggest industries that we have, so there's so much priority to it. You can be as subjective as you want, you can be as singular as you want, but I always know that without finances, arts gets stunted, you know? Mm-hmm. And fashion is art. It's just, no matter how we look at it, the investors look at it as art. Can you sell, you know? And that's the conversation we always have to have. But it's also a legitimately huge opportunity for investors because it makes more money than you can think of, you know? It's just... When they're coming, they help us. They broaden our industry. They invest in not just in fashion, like designing. You know, they invest in, we want them invested in manufacturing, in modeling agencies, in photography, all the things in distribution, in retail, all the things that help to package fashion and present it as a market segment, you know? So those things, for me, I still remain resolutely, like in the direction of us as fashion designers in Africa doing more together to let investors know. We have to find a way to do it because if not for us, it's for the young people coming out, like the caller that just called. They just started. They may not have the ways that we know, you know, but by getting others to look at Africa and just, even if we've got one guy to set up a manufacturing or look into manufacturing in Africa from outside, you know, or from Africa. And they say, oh, wow, this is an opportunity here. Just convince them we can sell the product, you know, that the product is legitimate. It will help somebody. So I just think fashion and finance and big finance are important for us to move forward in Africa. I mean, singularly, yes, we are great. But if you look at our progress so far, you can see that our singularity is not doing that much for us, you know.
And, Edgy, one reflection about this. If you are strongly motivated and this is something that starts from your ADN, really, you find a way to cooperate with others and achieve what you want.
That's important.
I've learned this. I have learned this on my skin, and I think everybody of us has experience in his life about this. If you are strongly motivated, you achieve. If you don't, it's because possibly you are not strongly motivated. It's not a so strong priority for you. I think so. I'm convinced of this.
But I know one thing I have to ask. One thing I have to chime in on that is just you have to understand, art and frustration, we are very close together. So, in arts, frustration has driven a lot of people away. Not because they are not committed. It's just when you don't find roadways, when you don't find open doors, or you can't break through doors, and you can't eat. Eventually, you're gonna look somewhere else. And every time you find something else, it dilutes your art because your passion is now divided, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's an argument there to be made. It's the frustration you know, it's a big deal, and it drives. It doesn't mean that you're not committed, though. It's just frustrating, you know. And in Africa, this is a big deal. And even to study fashion in Africa is a huge frustration. People don't even think of it as a big deal, you know, to study. You know, imagine them putting money in you to set up your business.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, and then, you know, I mean, like I said earlier, I don't like to borrow. First of all, the reason I don't want to borrow, maybe it's different in the States. The cost of borrowing in my country is so high, you can
die. You could just be found dead.
You know, so you have to weigh. You're in this place. Are you willing to take that much risk in borrowing and then being stressed? And you know, the economy doesn't really support certain industries. First of all, yes. To even go and borrow.
Yes.
You know.
Can I just add on to this? Can I just add on to what Chizo was saying, Edgy? Just 1 minute. Now, yeah. For me, what I also believe in, I don't also believe in borrowing. I feel like, you know, the fact that we were able, as all of you are creatives, and I always say, if we have survived, we're actually winners. We are still surviving, but we don't want to just survive, because we were created in this world to live life in abundance, and that's what we're trying to do. So my thing is that if my business is attractive enough, everything is working enough, I'm authentic, I'm fresh, everything is working, then it means that when I say I would love to be able to get big money boys saying I want part, is either from a partnership perspective, I'm open to that.
Yeah.
Or either from, because at the end of the day, we have to grow. And I don't think borrowing is growth. Borrowing actually for me is like
growth. It doesn't mean it's growth. Yeah.
Yes. So for me, my argument, my proposal is for the brands and the fashion businesses who are tuned in today is to think about finance and investment in a bit of a different, there's different ways to do it, but try to stay away from borrow and what rates do you get, what percentage do you return, and like, it's too much. While you're still building, you need to build. And I think that for me, the idea is to say, how do we get investors who are interested in some stakes? That's a nice offering for me in the business. Or how do you just get a good deal where you get a couple of shops who give you a good deal, buy, and maybe you go through. There's many ways to grow, and I think that it feels like that would be another topic for another day, because that is a very big conversation.
Very wide.
Very wide. Liz,
can I? So the thing, when you call it borrowing, it gives it, it sounds so, you know, it doesn't sound so good. But the thing is, for finance and fashion, it's all about risk sharing. When the person borrows you money, they are sharing your risk. We need that. We need that risk sharing. Yes, you have to pay them back. But in that moment, they have shared your risk, though. And if you're successful and you work hard, they're going to get what you promised them when they gave you that money. They just didn't give it to you. You made a deal that if you give me this money, these are my projections, I can make it. And if you meet those projections, that's a risk share that has led to very good results. But so we have to look at it from that point.
I agree, Edgy, but I just still think that for us to be able to empower ourselves, empowerment will mean that we need to look and say, if I'm selling 10 sweets and I can buy them for 5 cents and sell them for 10 cents, that's empowerment on a different level completely. If you can look and say that if I don't have money, I'm not going to get those Manolo Blahniks, because really, I already have 4. Why am I going to swipe my credit card? And it's back to the mentality of our relationship with money. Because money is so powerful, but it's... So I think for me, the conversation around finance means it starts like charity back from home. If you grow up knowing that you can always get a credit card, you can always get everything on credit, I'm not judging you, I'm just saying... That's a very different approach, because you will approach everything like that. I know people who buy even their bedroom bed on credit. I don't know what is going on, but that this credit thing is not empowering, according to me. What is empowering is when you can wake up and say, what do I have on the table and what can I do to multiply it? And that's why, a deal on the table of someone saying, I've got a shop, Edgy coming to Liz and saying, Liz, I've got a shop, I'm going to buy you, I'll be buying from you worth X amount every month. That is definitely a break for a brand. anything like John from wherever, Rwanda, saying, Liz, I've got this thing, this new thing, we're developing this thing and we need some consultation work, we'll hire you. That's a little extra change on the side for me, even if they're not buying my clothes, but they're buying my time. So there's different ways to expand and grow. And I think for me, until Africans are able to change their mentality, it will always feel like, give me or lend me or help me. You're not helping. It's a two-way traffic. You're giving me, I'm giving you. I always say, it like, when we get sponsors, when sponsors come and say, oh, well, we can't give you 10, we can only give you 2, I'm like, did you see the proposal? Did you see the value? Did you see what I'm actually offering? Have you seen what I'm offering on return on exposure? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? And what happens is, until we start setting the bar and changing the game and mindset, then the minute we say, yes, give me 1, when you had asked for 10, has already compromised. What's your value actually? So for me, my thing is, it's about being able to negotiate, understand your value, and then say, okay, fine. Either do with a good deal or just keep building and counting your things and selling them for double and buying. However way, I don't know. You guys like...
So I want to ask you and Chizo a question based on this conversation. Well, we wanted to talk today about finance and fashion, right? From this conversation we've had so far, what is your idea? Do you think that finance has any reason to be involved in fashion in Africa? Do we need it?
Yes, we do. But that's what you know. We're trying to look at the different. There are different avenues of finance, isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
So we're trying to look at the most reasonable avenue here, because from where I'm coming from, if I'm going to borrow money at an interest rate where I know that the whatever I'll be making will just be going to repaying a loan. I'm not
then
going to take
that.
Then
it's not worth it, exactly.
You know, because is it worth it? So I have to weigh the risk, you know, and manage the risk. So that risk is not manageable. So then I move to the next level. How are we going to do that? Are we going to do partnerships, which is what Francesca, I think, talked about. There are many other ways of getting financial freedom without having to borrow. So we're looking at all the different avenues and trying to see what is the best way and what is the way forward in this sort of society that I'm in. I don't know about South Africa. Maybe it's cheaper to borrow in South Africa, you know.
You guys answered the questions already. See, investors want to do those things. It's just we need to invite them in. We need to attract them. They want to do those things. They don't want to just borrow your money. Some of them want to just be partners, you know. We have to sculpt these conversations with them. We just need to get them more involved so that our industry can grow. They will do all of those things, you know.
So I guess we are somehow on the same page, but articulating things differently.
Yeah, but I still think we are also, because of the fact that we are operating in different parts of, like, Edgy is sitting in New York, Francisca is sitting in Lisbon, I'm sitting in South Africa, but I still have a very African mindset and actually a global approach to how I do things and how I run business. So, and then Chizo's sitting in Zambia. But I think for me, my thing also is I want us to remember always that it is borderless. Chizo, when you think your interest rates are high, first of all, come and see who invests in fashion here. How many people? Just as ahead as South Africa would be when you look at the continent. Do you know how many conversations I have had this year? And I actually was like, I could have made money I could have just changed my plan and gone to look for money in a different way, or chase money or make money in a different way than just knocking on doors that are actually flat out don't understand what is creative, what is fashion. Oh no, we don't invest in that. They will invest in other things. Yeah. So I think for me, the idea was just to be able to, I feel like we are all on the same page here. It's just that in Africa, I feel like the best way to liberate ourselves and empower ourselves is by understanding our value, understanding also, obviously, once you understand your value and you know your worth, then you can be able to put your cards on the table and say, this is what it's worth, this is what I need to do. Like Chizo said, if I'm going to be paying for my loan for everything I make, I'm not doing it. I might as well go and play hopscotch down the street. So I think for me, we are all on the same page. Finance is so important. Chizo, this conversation, I feel like we're going to have finance conversations once every 3-4 months, because it's something that
we need
touches. Yes.
Yeah, we need to until we find a solution.
Yes, and because it's so close to, it is not so far off of, I mean, business on a day-to-day situation requires finance talk, whether you're borrowing, whether you're balancing your books, whether you're making money and trying to see what was made, what it is, money all the way. It's just about our attitude towards money. I think that's what we need to get a shift on a bit, because that will also influence how we make decisions when it comes to growing our businesses from a financial perspective. Otherwise, guys, I think it's been so great having Chizo in studio. I feel like my flu is gone after Absolutely. This finance talk, so I think the definitely the devil tried to flu me down, but we're up now. Up. we started from the bottom, now I'm up here, but it's good. Yeah. Chizo, for those who are listening, how can they connect with you? Could you just share your website or your social media handles so that we can take this conversation further later?
Okay. I'm on Instagram. If anyone wants to see my designs, I'm on Instagram, Chizo's Designs. And then I also have a website, www.chizodesigns.com.
And are you on Twitter?
Yes, but I'm not too active on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You're a noisemaker. You should now just make noise your way out into Twitter.
I'm actually trying to, you're a noisemaker.
I am a noisemaker, but you know, Benson, I don't even understand Twitter. Honestly,
you can learn. There's room to learn. But guys, it's been yes, it's really been great having you, Chizo, on the show. And I know that time has run out, and it's that time of the day where we have to now say thank you to those who are tuned in. Thank you to Francisca for your insights and Edgy as well.
Thank you.
And then our who would you want to address and why? Ting ting ting. It's now. It's 30 seconds each, please, or 25 seconds each. So I'm going to start with Francisca. Who would you want to address and why?
Rihanna.
Okay.
Today, Rihanna.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and with Edgy, you're going to be Chizo, who would you want to address and why, given the opportunity?
I'd like to address all the first ladies.
Hey. So you can smile to the bank.
Yes. I want all of them.
thank you very much. And Edgy, who would you want to dress and why, given the chance?
Today I would love to dress my dad mm-hmm. in open toe sandals that he really loves that I just found.
Mm-hmm. I think today I would want to dress Chizo. I was going through Chizo. I was going through your profile earlier, just looking at your stuff, uh-huh. and I actually think I want to dress you today. But I want to give you a Liz touch. So don't ask me what it'll be, but it'll be just some sort of extreme vavavoom.
I'm gonna do a shoot.
Yes, and you're gonna
and
do
I'm
a
gonna
shoot.
Do a shoot.
And you're gonna sell. And you're gonna sell it for me, guys. it's been really great. Yeah, it's been really great having you guys on the show. Thank you so much for for plugging in and for sharing some really important insights around this game. For those who are tuned in, we are on fashionlabafrica.com. We'd love to hear from you, so keep your thoughts and plug with us in later. Otherwise, take it easy. It's peace and love until next week.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.